This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 441 for Monday, June 20th. Ice canola futures are falling back hard on Monday morning, with the new crop contract sliding well below $1,000 per ton. The July canola contract gives up $30.90 at $1,016.90 per ton, and new crop November tumbles $37.70 at $962.60 per ton. The U.S. markets are closed for Juneteenth, with trading set to resume this evening. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed are pushing much lower as well. There are small losses in global crude oil prices, which are adding some pressure to vegetable oils. Rain is in the prairie forecast for this week that will benefit crops in the dry areas. Seeding is essentially complete, with some unplanted acres in the wet eastern half. Alberta reported on Friday that its crops are nearly 75% good to excellent province-wide. That range from 81% good to excellent in the north to 63% in the south. The United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission reports that the net long position in the canola market is at its lowest level since August 2021. As of June 14th, the net managed money long position stood at 32,451 contracts. At Canadian National Railway, about 750 members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers went on strike over the weekend. CN claims the strike won't affect the company's operations, but the IBEW disputes that. With the U.S. dollar pushing lower, the Canadian dollar is regaining some lost ground. The loonie climbs to 76.92 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 76.72. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange says the Argentine soybean harvest is virtually complete, with production to be 43.3 million tons. The exchange pegs the Argentine corn harvest at 37% finished, with production expected to be 49 million tons. With 47% of the wheat crop planted, the exchange says there will likely be 3% less wheat acres planted in Argentina this year at 15.8 million due to dry conditions. France reports that its soft wheat crop lost another point at 65% good to excellent. Hot and dry conditions have been taking a toll on crops in Europe. For more news from the Markets Farm News Team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubinville, go to marketsfarm.com. That's a look at the ice futures for Monday morning, June 20th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.